Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Carbon High School Principal Jared Hardy. Principal Hardy, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
And you know, it's always fun when the school year gets started back up. I love doing these school district update interviews because it's so fun to see all the wide perspectives we have in such a small area when it comes to education. I mean, you got the three main levels, high school, middle school, elementary, and all of them have their own unique challenges and their own unique goals, but it's fun to see how everyone kind of goes about them. So you've had about a week now to get used to, I guess used to is not the right word, reacclimated having students hit back in the school. What's it been like having them back in the classroom?
It's been great. It's fun. That's why you go into this job, into education. You want to be around the kids and help them. And so summer's relaxing, but it's always good to get going and have the kids in the building again.
And, you know, I feel like people always picture teachers take all 3 months of that summertime off. But no, I feel like you get about one nice little month where you're not really thinking about school at all. Even then, it's always in the back of your mind. You're kind of noodling around how you want a lesson plan, how you want to set up that classroom. It's really a full year job for you guys.
It really is. Yeah, most teachers, they do take some time and they need it. But yeah, they're always thinking it, you know, up middle night ideas come to them, or they're always thinking in the back of their mind and they're working. And you'll see teachers in the building throughout the summer working and stuff. They work so hard and they get a lot of credit for what they do. But, you know, I just want to echo what most people think. And those teachers work so hard and they're great. And they have nothing but the best intentions for the students.
You know, you don't get into a field like education unless you want to see these kids succeed. And that's the case at Carbon High. All those teachers, all the faculty I've been able to interact with, you can tell they genuinely care about these kids. And kind of continuing on that summer theme, from an administrator's perspective, what were you guys kind of working on over the summer to get prepped for this school year?
So for this year, we're just prepped to continue our improvement. We had some great gains in our school last year. We had over 60% of the students make a 3.0 or better GPA last year in all four quarters. We just want to continue those gains and focus on how can we better serve the kids and how can we be better as educators and just make it a better overall experience for the kids.
And one of those gains that you and I were talking about before we came on air is you found out recently that you guys had the most CTE certifications handed out in the state. And that's genuinely impressive because they don't just hand out these certifications. You have to pass a test. You have to put in the work to try and get them. So it's really impressive that Carbon High was able to achieve that.
Yeah. The students and teachers in those classes have worked so hard. We increased 16%, which is the biggest increase in the state. We had 575 certifications in CTE classes. And, you know, those are classes like wood shop, foods, computer classes, business classes, those type of classes. And our kids just knocked out the certifications this year, and which is awesome because they can take those certifications and go straight into employment while they're in high school or shortly after high school. And so it's just a testament to the teacher's hard work and the student's hard work to do that.
Yeah, and these are all practical things, like you said, that are going to be used in the real world in your day-to-day life. CTE classes are some of the most useful that I was able to take in high school, so I'm glad to see that they're continuing to grow and improve year after year. Now, looking at this upcoming academic year, what goals do you have for Carbon High, whether it be both academically, student growth-wise? What are you wanting to see over the course of the year?
We want to just see, you know, student-wise, we try and encourage our students to continue to work and try hard. We have our Carbon Roar, which stands for respect, optimism, ambition, and resilience. And we want the kids to take that to heart when they're working in their academics, you know, respect those around them, but also have optimism of what they can achieve and the ambition to achieve that. And when things go wrong, and they always do, and you face some challenges, have that resiliency to fight back and get better. And we just want to continue to see the students improve. We've seen some great academic gains in the last few years, and we just want to see them continue to push themselves. And so we're going to keep focusing on that and keep focusing on helping those students find that resiliency and that ambition to just continue to succeed.
You know, instilling all of those values, it really makes such a big difference in these students' lives as they move into the post-graduation world. Being able to have that resiliency really just pays dividends as you go on and on. One thing I've really come to love about Carbon High School in my time being back here is that everyone, when you think about after-school activities, you're going to think about the sports, the volleyball, the football, things like that. But you guys offer so many different clubs. So it's a wide variety, a wide net that you cast blast out there for kids to be able to participate in some after school activities, help them gain some more of those skills that you're going to learn in those different areas.
Right. Yeah. And we do have a lot of clubs and they're very active, and we'll be having in the next week or so, we'll be having what we call Rush Week, where the clubs will be set up during lunch and kids can go find out what clubs are available to them, what they do, and kind of meet the kids who help run those clubs and see what they do and make more connections. And, you know, all this week we're doing Welcome Week activities. You know, tonight in the parking lot, we're doing parking lot games, nine square, cornhole, all these different things. And we've got a glow stomp on Friday night. So, you know, trying to just help kids get back in the swing of things and just have some fun and get connected to school again.
Yeah, it's a great way to do that. You get the kids reconnected to school, and especially with those freshmen trying to make that transition from middle school to high school, it's always a tough leap to try and do that, but events like these always help ease that tension, help break the ice, and get them used to what high school is going to be like, because it's a major life transition from middle school to high school.
It definitely is, and, you know, they come in nervous. That, you know, I remember my time as a freshman coming in nervous. And so they do come in nervous, but try and help build that connection for them. You know, build the connection with their teachers, their advisors, and the other students, just to feel part of that school community. It's fun to see the freshmen. They always come in nervous. And by the end of the first couple of weeks, you find most of them fully integrated in and having a great time.
And, you know, it's always good to see that. Now, Principal Hardy, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
We're excited for the year, and we're excited for, we have four new teachers in our building. We have Mackenzie Schindler and Liz Briner teaching language arts for us, brand new this year. We have Brandon Frank coming in to teach health sciences in our CTE department, brand new. And we have Jordan Jeffs coming home from Mont Harmon to teach weightlifting and PE. So just happy to have them and excited what they're going to bring to the school. And it's going to be another great year. We had a great year last year, and I'm so excited to see how we build on that.
It's always exciting when the school year starts. I'm excited to see what you guys do over at Carbon High. Principal Hardy, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Carbon High School Principal Jared Hardy, and we were doing this week's Carbon School District Update, talking about Carbon High School and what the start of the school year has looked like over there. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.